সরস্বতী গোস্বামী প্রভুবাদি জয়, অনন্ত কৌটি বৈষ্ণবৃন্দ কি জয়, নামাচার্য শ্রীল হরিদাস ঠাকুর কি জয়, প্রেম সে কহো শ্রীকৃষ্ণ চৈতন্য প্রভু নিত্যানন্দ শ্রী অদ্বৈত গদাধর শিবাসাদি গৌর ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, শ্রী শ্রী রাধা কৃষ্ণ গৌ গোপীনাথ শ্যাম কুণ্ড রাধা কুণ্ড গিরিবর্ধন কি জয়, বৃন্দাবন ধাম কি জয়, নবদ্বীপ ধাম কি জয়, গঙ্গা মাই কি জয়, যমুনা মাই কি জয়, তুলসী দেবী কি জয়, ভক্তি দেবী কি জয়, সমবীত ভক্তবৃন্দ কি জয়, অল গ্লোরি টু দি অ্যাসেম্বলি, অল গ্লোরি টু দি অ্যাসেম্বলি, থ্যাংক ইউ ভেরি মাচ। জয় রাধা মাধব পুণ্য বিহারি, জয় রাধা মাধব পুণ্য বিহারি, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিধর ধারি, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিধর ধারি, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, গোপীজন বল্লভ গিরিবর ধারি, యశోదానందన బ్రజ జననందన యశోదానందన బ్రజ జననందన యమునా తీర సరస్వతి గోస్వామి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవేందుకి జయ రామాచార్య శ్రీ హరిదాస్ ఠాకుర్ కి జయ ప్రేమ్ సే కహో శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శ్రీభాషాది గౌర భక్తవృందకి జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రాధాకృష్ణ గోగోపినాథ శ్యామకుండ రాధాకుండ గిరివర్ధన్ కి జయ వృందావన్ ధామ్ కి జయ నవదీప్ ధామ్ కి జయ గంగామాయ కి జయ తులసీ దేవి కి జయ భక్తి దేవి కి జయ సామేత భక్తవృంద కి జయ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు గాడ్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీ టు గాడ్ థ్యాంక్ యూ వెరీ మచ్
అజితో అవచి అవచి
Not Pari, Para. Chirani king patinas, Chirani king patinas, anti disanti bhiksha. नैवांघ्रिपा परभित सरितो पशुष्यन् रुद्ध्या गुहा किमजितो बतिनोपसन्या कस्माद् भजन्ति कबयो धन दुर्मधा धा। सुखदेव गोस्वामी वाज इन रिनाउंस ऑर्डर ऑफ लाइफ फ्रॉम द वेरी बिगिनिंग ऑफ हिज लाइफ एज सुन एज ही केम आउट ऑफ द होम ऑफ हिज मदर ही इमीडिएटली लेफ्ट होम ही वाज within the womb of his mother for 16 years. So, he was in favor of renounced order of life. Sukadev Goswami. There was no question of his following the other ashramas. Generally, for ordinary man, there are four ashramas, eight ashramas. For social upkeep, there are four ashramas, namely brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. This is for spiritual, and for social, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, and Shudra. This is social division. And there is spiritual division also, because we are combination of matter and spirit. I am the soul. I am living within this material body. This is actual position. I am not this body. This is the beginning of spiritual education, that I am not this body. One who understands fully, well, that he is not this body, then the spiritual education begins. And so long we are in the bodily concept of life, there is no question of spiritual education. Spiritual education for whom? For the human being. Also very advanced human being, not ordinary human being. At least the civilized human being. Therefore, in the human society, in the civilized human society, there is acceptance of a religious principle. Maybe it is Hindu religion or Muslim religion or Christian religion or Buddha religion, but there is some religion. A civilized society is not without religion. Without religion means animal society. The animals, they have no religion. Cats and dogs, they have no church, no temple that they have to go. It is for the human being. Therefore, Shastra says that dharmena hina pasibhi samana. Even in the human society, there is no culture of religion, then it is animal society. There is not human society. So the human society should be divided into eight divisions. That is first class human society. Just like any organization, any establishment, there are division of labor. The directing board, board of directors there are, then the secretarial board, then ordinary clerks, then menials, then workers, there must be division. Otherwise it's chaotic. Nowhere you will find without division it is going on very smoothly. There must be division. Therefore, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Chaturvarnam maya sishtam guna karma vibhagasa. It is ordained by God that there should be four divisions for the materialistic condition of life and four divisions for spiritual upliftment. There must be the Brahmana, Chaturvarnam maya sishtam, Varna means four divisions of society. Varna means class. It has been taken now as caste. But actually class. Class is not caste. Caste, of course, throughout the whole world, there is no such thing as caste. But anyway, in India, there is caste. But Krishna says that Chaturvarnam maya sishtam, four divisions of classes, I have created. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. Who is a Brahman? That is also described in the Bhagavad Gita. Satya, Sama, Dhamma, Tithikha, Arjava, Astikam, Jnanam, Vijnanam. So many qualifications required to become a Brahman. Not that because I am born in a Brahmana family. This is discussed in Srimad Bhagavatam that to take birth in a Brahmana family is not all. He must be qualified. Samadhamatitikha. That is required. The Indian culture has failed at the present moment because instead of considering the qualification, they accept only the birth in a Brahman family makes a man a Brahmin. No, that is not the Shastric Indian qualification. There must be qualification. Without such division, therefore there is no such thing as Hindu Dharma. No, there is no such word in the whole Vedic literature. You won't find in the Bhagavad Gita or Bhagavad as Hindu Dharma. There is one word as Bhagavad Dharma. But there is no such word as Hindu Dharma. This Hindu Dharma or Hindu, this is creation by our neighbor, Indian neighbor. The Middle East Mohammedans, they gave the name Indian people as Hindu. Hindu means there is one river, Sindhu. The Mohammedans, they pronounce Sa as Ha. So those who are on the river side of the Sindhu River, Hindu River, they are called Hindus. But actually, Vedic religion is neither for Hindus, nor for Christians, nor for... It is meant for the human being. Vedic literature. So, in the Vedic literature, this Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, they are Vedic literature. So there is injunction for observing the rules and regulations of varna and ashram. Four classes and four ashrama. Ashrama means where spiritual cultivation is practiced. That is called ashrama. So, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. So, chaturvarna and chatur ashram, material and spiritual. So, sannyasi is supposed to be the on the topmost of the human society. Chaturvarna, first four classes, then among the varnas, there are four classes, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. So sannyas is the topmost order of human society. Here, the Sukadeva Goswami, he is a sannyasi. He is renounced order from the very beginning of his life. He never entered into any ashram or varna. He is Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa means the topmost among the sannyasis. Sannyasis is the topmost. Among, within the sannyasi, the Paramahamsa is the topmost. The sannyasis are also, they are called Kutichak, Bohudak, Paribrajakacharya, and Paramahamsa. Kutichak means after accepting sannyas order, one has to accept the sannyas order. After grihastha, there is vanaprastha, and then sannyas. Brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyas. In the beginning, especially the brahmanas and the kshatriyas, two classes, higher classes, they are to take sannyas at the end. If not, at least the brahmanas must take sannyas. The brahmanas have got four ashrams, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha and sannyas. The kshatriyas have got three ashrama, brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, no sannyas. And the vaishyas, two ashrama, brahmachari, grihastha, neither vanaprastha nor sannyas. And the shudras, they are simply one, grihastha, that's all. This is the Vedic order. So, because it is very difficult to maintain sannyas in this age, therefore the sannyas order is completely prohibited. Real sannyas means, here is the description of life. What is that? Chirani kingna patishanti. They have to pick up some torn cloth lying on the street and cover them. That's all. Then, this Dishanti Bhikshang Naivang Gripa. Angripa. Angri means legs. And pa means drinking. The trees drink water through the root, that is their leg. Therefore, their another name is Angripa. Pivati, iti pa. And Angri means leg. So, different species of life, there is different process of eating. We are eating through mouth. The trees are eating through the legs. This is God's creation. Not that the mouth is the only eating vehicle. No. There are other senses, active senses, hands and legs, tongue. These are active senses, genital, rectum. These are active sense. So, angripa means trees. The sannyasi should depend completely on God. That is sannyasi. Not that I shall go to a rich man and beg something and take money and utilize it. No, that is not required. Completely independent. Because that kind of sannyas is not possible at the present age, therefore, generally, sannyas should not be accepted. They cannot follow the prohibited. But so far, our Krishna consciousness movement is there. We are not like that Mahabadi sannyasi. Our sannyasi is completely devote life for serving Krishna. Sannyas means sat nas. Nas means to give up. And sat om tatsa, the absolute truth. So, for the service of the absolute Krishna, we give up our family life. Our family life means to give up the whole world. Because people are struggling hard just to maintain the family. That is also stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Nidra hyati naktam babayena cha babaya Vivacharti haya rajan kutumba bhagani nava. This is materialistic life. What is that? At night, nidraya, if one can get the opportunity of sleeping 24 hours, he thinks he is very much gainer. Especially on Sunday. So, this is materialistic one too, it is gain. In Calcutta, we have seen, there are office peons. They take letters in peon book, and those who have gone to Calcutta, there is a Dalhousie Square, there is downtown square. They will take the peon book and letter, come to the Dalhousie Square and lie down and sleep up to 4 o'clock. Then they will return to the office, and if the master asking, why you are so late? No, this man was not there, I could not find, what can I do? I have to wait. But he has spent his time by sleeping. So he thinks that I am getting so much salary, so if I do not work, if I sleep, that is my gain. That is extra profit. So, that is material life. So material life means nidya hyate naktram. At night, they want to sleep as much as possible. Or those who have got facility, then they utilize sex life. Nidrahyati naktam babayana cha. Babayana means sex. Baya, in this way, wasting time. The whole 12 hours or 10 hours wasted. And during daytime, diva charte haya rajan. Vivacha arte ihaya. Where is money? Where is money? Just like in your country. Then from early in the morning, 5:30, the road is congested. people are going to working place. Huh? Why? For seeking money. Money. Where is money? Jivacharte haya rajan. Then when he gets money, then spend it for sense gratification, for family maintenance. So in this way, materialistic person wastes their time, day and night. So, where is time? Ask any materialistic person, why don't you come to our temple, sir? Why don't you hear Bhagavad Gita? We have no time, because they are wasting time in that. You see? So, this is the materialistic life. And spiritualistic life means that one should be trained up as brahmachari, then regulated life in grihastha, regulated life. Grihastha is not bad. Family life is not bad. Therefore it is called grihastha ashram. Ashram means this very word is meant where spiritual cultivation is practiced. That is called ashram. So it may be household life, it may be renounced order of life, it may be brahmachari, student's life, or retired life. The spiritual culture must be there. That is human belief. If there is no spiritual culture, there is not human society. There is animal society. The cats and dogs, they have no spiritual culture. So, in the spiritual culture, the renounced order should be only dedicated for the service of the Supreme Lord, not for taking easy money from others and utilize for sense gratification. That is not renounced. This is the purpose of this verse. If somebody says that if I do not get some money, then how I shall live? To answer this question, Sukadeva Goswami says that why you are anxious for your maintenance? What do you want for your maintenance? I want an apartment, I want clothing, I want food, I want water, and so many things. This is necessary. Therefore he says, all right, if you want clothes, so don't you find cloth, torn cloth, thrown in the street? Chirani king napati santi. Don't you find? All right, I can collect, pick up some cloth. That's all right. Then, where is my food? Sukadeva Goswami says, naivaṁ kṛpā parabhṛta. Bhikṣāṅgna diṣanti, the trees, formerly trees mean fruit trees. They used to go to jungle, mean there are enough fruits. Still there are so many jungles. In Hawaii there are so many jungles. Enough fruit, mango, papaya, and many other banana, then pineapple, guava, so many fruits. So going to the jungle means to be free from food problem, enough food. And then water, the water is river. That's what he said. Saritopi asushan. Do you think that all the rivers are dried up? Enough water. Then you may say that I must require some pot to take the water. No, you take water like this. You drink. Then what shall I leave? There is a ruddha guha kim. Do you think all the caves of the mountain, they are now closed? There are many caves. If you want at all, at a shelter, they already, there are natural rooms, apartment. You can live there. Ruddha guhakim. And above all, Sukhdeva Goswami says, kim ajita avati no upasanyan. No avati, upasanyan. Upasanyan means those who have surrendered. Ajita, God's another name is Ajita. A means not. And Jita means conquer. Nobody can conquer God. That is God. God is never conquered by anyone. He conquers everyone. God is conquered by his devotee only, not by the demons. The demons are conquered by God. But a devotee can conquer. Ajitopi, jitopi. Although God is Ajita, he becomes Jita, means conquered, by his devotee. That is also stated. Sane sthita sutigatam tanuvang manovi prayena ajitopi jitapasi stai sthilakyam. This process we have introduced, opening center, that is the system, spiritual, to hear. Sani sthita suti gatang tunuang manovi. Suti, suti means this ear. Oral listen. Everyone may remain in his own position. It doesn't require to change. Just like one gentleman was asking me whether for spiritual advancement one has to live in the temple. I said, no, there is no such hard and fast rule that one should live in the temple. He can live anywhere. But the spiritual practices should be performed. Krishna never says that you live in the temple or you go to the jungle or Himalaya. Never said, you will never find in the Bhagavad Gita that Krishna says, Arjuna, that you give up this fighting and go to the jungle or to the Himalaya and become a perfect person. No. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhakta mad jajimang namaskuru. You follow this principle. Always think of me, manmana mad bhakta, you become my devotee. Manmana bhavamad madhyaji, you worship me. And offer your obeisances and these four things. You can do anywhere. It doesn't matter. But you do all these things. Narottam Das Thakur says, griheba bonete thako hagaurango bole dako. Either you remain as a grihastha with family, wife, children, it doesn't matter. Or either you live in the forest, then sannyasi, renounced. In whichever position you prefer, you can remain, but do these things. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyajimana. So here Sukadeva Goswami advises, this is very important word, kim ajita na avati upasanyan. Ajita, the Supreme Lord, Krishna, he is maintaining everyone. Yoga khemang bahamam. And he will not maintain a person who has fully surrendered to him. No, how it can be? Suppose a gentleman is maintaining so many other children and he does not maintain his own children. Surely he does. Therefore our principle should be, we should not think about our personal maintenance. We should dedicate our life for Krishna, and Krishna will take care of it. That should be the principle. Don't be harassed, thinking always how I shall be maintained. That is not the problem. Maintenance is not problem. Real problem is how we shall be fully surrendered to Krishna. That is what. Upasannan. Upasannan means those who are surrendered. So, if we are fully surrendered souls, then there is no problem for our economic advancement. That is automatically will be done. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Yoga Kshemam Bahami Aham Tesham Nityavi Yuktana Yoga Kshemam Bahami Aham. He personally takes care. He is taking care of others also. Nobody is dying for want of food. This is a misconception. Everyone is getting food according to his capacity. There are 8,400,000 species of life. Out of that, 8 million are lower grade life. Fishes, plants, insects, trees, Jalajanavalakkhani, Thavara, Lokkavinshati. 8 million. They have no business, they have no means of other income. By nature, they are getting there, all supplies. So why not the human being? Even the uncivilized human being, they're living in the jungle. They have no business, they have no source of income, but still they are getting food. Similarly, why the civilized man should be so much anxious for their maintenance? It is due to lack of Krishna consciousness, therefore they are thinking, how I shall be maintained? The maintenance is already there. Simply, you have to work little. You just till the ground or the field and sow some seeds, and naturally, in due course of time, one seed will give you thousands. So if you little work, then there is no question of scarcity of foodstuff. Krishna has given everything. So our main business should be how to develop our dormant Krishna consciousness. That is our first business. Tasyaiva heta prajati heta kobi. Everyone should endeavor. We have lost our Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we have got so many problems in life. If you revive your Krishna consciousness, all problems will be solved. That is a song sung by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. কেন মায়ার বাসে যাচ্ছ ভেসে খাচ্ছ হাবু রুবু ভাই জীব কৃষ্ণ দাস এ বিশ্বাস করলে তো আর দুঃখ নাই। ইট ইস ভেরি ইনস্ট্রাকটিভ দ্যাট উই আর বিং ক্যারিড অ্যাওয়ে বাই দি ওয়েভস অফ দিস ম্যাটেরিয়াল নেচার অ্যান্ড সমটাইমস ইউ আর ড্রাউন সমটাইমস ইউ আর আপ ইন দিস ওয়ে মনঃষষ্ঠানি ইন্দ্রিয়ানি প্রকৃতিস্থানি করসতি। You struggle for existence in this way, in this material world. In this way, we are being carried away by the waves of time. That is pointed out by Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Mayar base jaccha bhesa, khaccha habudu. Then, yes, I am actually in this position. How to save me? Now, jeev Krishna das evishas kulle kvarga. If simply, if you believe, this is the fact, you believe or not believe. This is the fact. What is that? I am eternal servant of Krishna. I am eternal servant of Krishna. You simply revive your knowledge. We are not master. Jeev Krishna Dasa Vishas Kallikar Dukkhana. So if we revive our this Krishna consciousness and engage in the service of the Lord, then there is no more any problem. That is instructed throughout the whole Bhagavad Gita, in many places, in many ways, that you surrender to Krishna. That is the only instruction. At last it is clearly said, Sarvadharman Parityajya Mamekam Saranam. That is clearly said. In another place it is said, Daivit Jesa Gunamai Mama Maya Dhrutya Mameva Japrapadanti Mayame Dan Saran. The waves of material nature, time, is very, very stringent. Mayadvasa Jatya Vesa. And Krishna also says the same thing in a different language. Daivi, he, esa, gunamai, mama, maya, durutvaya. He cannot surmount the waves of material nature. Prakita kriyamanani, gunai karmani sarva. Ahankara bhimuratma, kattaham iti manna. We are being carried away by the laws of nature. You cannot, you are thinking foolishly that you are independent. Everyone is under the stringent laws of material nature. That you cannot avoid. If I am a young man, I am thinking that I shall not become old man. I shall remain young man. That is foolishness. He must become old man. That is nature's answer. You cannot avoid this. Similarly, if you think that this is old body, when it is finished, everything is finished. No, it will not be finished. You'll have to accept another body. This is materialism. These foolish men, they do not know it. They're thinking that I shall remain in this prosperous position throughout. No, sir. This is not prosperous position. It is all miserable condition. Even if you take it as prosperous position, you will not be allowed to stay. This is material. So this is the problem. But foolish men, they do not know what is the real problem. They are busy in a small problem. The real problem is birth, death, old age and disease. So the opportunity is in this human form of life. So we should take advantage of this human form of life and solve these problems. And it can be solved very easily. That is Krishna consciousness movement. If you simply try to understand Krishna, what is this Krishna? Why he has come down? What is his purpose? What is his life? In this way, try to understand Krishna, and if you are sincere, Krishna will give you intelligence. Buddhi yogam dadamitam jinamam upajanti te. If you try to understand Krishna sincerely, then Krishna will give you intelligence how to understand him. And as soon as you understand him, you are liberated. Janma karma cha dibbam me jiva janati tatta. Tatta dehang punarjanmani. That is liberation. Krishna says, and the process is to know him, not by challenge. Krishna, what you are? Please tell me. Krishna is not your father's servant. You have to become servant, first of all. Then Krishna will tell you. It is not challenge. It is my submission. You have to understand Krishna, and it is not very. That submission means manmana bhava mad bhakta madhyaji bhag namaskuru. Therefore, Krishna is present here to accept your obeisances, so to accept your worship, to accept, recognize you as devotee. Krishna is there. So follow the principles, follow the instruction of your spiritual master, how to worship Krishna, how to offer him obeisances, how to think of him 24 hours. In this way, if we live very nicely, then time will come, we'll understand thoroughly Krishna, and as soon as we understand thoroughly Krishna, then immediately you transfer to the spiritual world after giving up this body. Thank you very much.